Canine Cast number 10. It's the Canine Cast with Tara and Walter.
Hi everyone, welcome back to the Canine Cast. This is Tara.
And hey, it's Walter.
Hi. Today we have a few different things for you. The first one is we have gotten a lot of response from Chris Daly's story about the passing of his dog. And a lot of people wrote in and basically said that the story was especially touching to them due to a dog of theirs that had passed on. So that reminded me of a story that I actually once read in a veterinarian's office. I had gone in with my dad's boxer, who in my family that would make her my sister. We call our dogs siblings according to where they are in the family tree. But so I took her into the vet.
You think of your sister as a dog? Oh, sorry. Old joke. Episode one.
No, my dog is my sister. Or my dad's dog is my sister. My dogs would be my fur kids. But in any case, so Dottie, the boxer, had gone outside and done one of her favorite activities, which is sticking her face in an ant pile. We do not know why she likes doing this so much, but her face had swollen up to where her big droopy boxer lips were sticking straight out from her face. So we're a little bit worried about that. Ran her to the vet. And I mean, she was okay. She wasn't in any danger, but it definitely was not something good for her. So I noticed this sign on the veterinarian's desk with a story, and I read it. And even though I knew that the dog was fine, it really didn't have to do with me being afraid for her or anything. It did make me just cry right there in the veterinarian's office. And I'm not much of a crier, but
it happened to me too when I read it for the first time.
Yes. This is something that a lot of people who have dogs will refer to on a fairly regular basis. So I just wanted to share it with you all. It's called Rainbow Bridge. Just this side of heaven is a place called Rainbow Bridge. When an animal dies that has been especially close to someone here, that pet goes to Rainbow Bridge. There are meadows and hills for all of our special friends so they can run and play together. There is plenty of food, water, and sunshine, and our friends are warm and comfortable. All the animals who had been ill and old are restored to health and vigor. Those who were hurt or maimed are made whole and strong again, just as we remember them in our dreams of days and times gone by. The animals are happy and content, except for one small thing. They each miss someone very special to them who had to be left behind. They all run and play together, but the day comes when one suddenly stops and looks into the distance. His bright eyes are intent. His eager body quivers. Suddenly he begins to run from the group, flying over the green grass, his legs carrying him faster and faster. You have been spotted, and when you and your special friend finally meet, you cling together in joyous reunion, never to be parted again. The happy kisses rain upon your face, your hands again caress the beloved head, and you look once more into the trusting eyes of your pet, so long gone from your life, but never absent from your heart. Then you cross Rainbow Bridge together. Author unknown. And I found this story, it's in a number of places online, but I actually found this one to read to you today, because I wanted to get all of the words right, not just from my memory from years back. I found this at petloss.com, which is a site that's devoted to helping people who have lost their beloved pet. Like I said, I just wanted to share that with you. It's something kind of happy to think about, even when you're going through trying times and when you're remembering the pets that have, you know, that you've loved that have already passed on. It's happy to know that they are, you know, they're waiting for you later on. So, with that, I realized that, you know, we've been asking for you to send in your stories of your dogs, which we're enjoying. And, you know, please do continue sending those in along with your comments and questions.
And don't forget the pictures.
Yes. And pictures of your dogs.
And we've posted a couple pictures actually. So make sure you hit the website. So check out some listener pictures. Sorry, go ahead.
Yep, no problem. Well, we did want to point that out to you. So if you send in your pictures, then we'll put them up on the website. You send in your stories, we'll read them. And of course, you know, your questions and comments, we'll bring up and answer any questions for you. But But I realized that we actually had not shared stories of our dogs other than little things here or there. So I decided today that I would like to share with you the story of our dog, Kyler. Now, she came from a local rescue in the area, and she really has an amazing story. Now, first of all, what you'll want to know about her is that Kyler was not the name that she came with. That's one that we picked for her, and I'll get into that later. But basically, when I found her on PetFinder.com, which I've brought up some shows back. But that's a great resource for finding animals who are in shelters and rescues in your area, and to help you find a new dog if you're looking for one. Basically, we already had Toby, and we had decided that we wanted to get another dog at some time. We hadn't really gone overtly looking for one yet, but you know, I was just kind of casually looking through Pet Finder and found a black lab mix listed on there that was named Pepper. Now, the reason why that is significant is because the first dog that I ever had that was mine was a black lab that we got when I was 10 years old, and I named her Pepper. She was a wonderful, wonderful, sweet dog, and I grew up with her, and she is definitely my dog, and just, I mean, the perfect pet dog, the type of dog, when people talk about a pet dog, what they want. I had one friend who was just scared to death of dogs and came over to my house one night to spend the night, and you know, we were trying to figure out what we were going to do with the dog because she was so afraid of dogs. And well, don't you know, by the time we actually went to bed that night, the dog, and this is a big old lab, is sleeping in the bed with her, because that's where she wanted the dog, because she, you know, was that comfortable. And she's a wonderful dog. So she actually passed away when I was in college, which was really tough. And actually it was kind of strange. It was on a Tuesday night. I suddenly, all of a sudden, at about 2 a.m, woke up and really, really wanted to go home to my parents' house, just out of the blue. And this was my junior year. I'd been away at college. It wasn't a homesick thing. It was just I wanted to go home. Well, the next morning, I get a call from my mother, telling me that my dog Pepper had to be put down because she had cancer. And it was pretty bad. There wasn't anything they could do for her for it. So I immediately went home. And as it turned out, Pepper didn't need to be put down, because she apparently was waiting for me. Not too long after I got home, she passed on her own, which was really tough. But I was glad to be there for it. So. And that was the story of my black lab Pepper, who I'd grown up with and had her for a good 10 years, and she was wonderful. So anyway, I'm on Pet Finder, and I find it's black lab mix named Pepper. So, okay. So I read the story, and this dog has this amazing story. Basically what happened was the rescue found her in a shelter in the area. And she, this Pepper had been astray and was a wonderful, wonderful dog. They met her and said, oh, well, you know, she'll obviously be taken home by a family, so we'll leave her there. Well, then they go back a few days later, and not only had Pepper not been adopted, there was a card on her cage saying that she was going to be put down. So they said, what? No, this is a wonderful dog. We can't allow this. She's coming with us. They took her back to the rescue. And then she was actually, not too long after that, she was adopted by a wonderful older couple and was with them for about 3 months when her owner passed away. So she went to go be with the children of the owner. Because the owner's husband, you know, since when his wife passed away, couldn't afford the dog anymore. So she was living with the children of the owner, and she was wonderful. And I don't recall the reason why they couldn't keep her, but they, do you remember that, Walter?
Well, from what I understand, it was more a factor of the fact that the dog reminded them of the, like, it made them sad when they saw the dog because it reminded them of the who was it, the wife?
The wife, yeah.
Yeah, the grandma, or the mother, in that case, and that the husband also had problems with it, too, because it just made her so sad.
Yeah. So
Tyler's very endearing. You could look at her and see all the people that she's ever been with in her eyes, so I can totally understand.
But, yeah, well, she was, when we actually met her and we'd heard this whole story, she was living with the, I mean, they're grown children of the owner, and they actually had a baby, a toddler about probably a year and a half old. So we brought our dog over there to meet her. Hadn't seen a picture of her or anything, just read this description and this whole story, and, you know, between it being a, you know, a black lab named Pepper after, you know, same as my dog when I grew up, and this story, we knew we had to go see this dog. We got there, brought our little dog Toby, who we still had with us, because, you know, if he didn't like the dog, then we couldn't very well bring her home. Well, they immediately hit it off. She was a wonderful dog. I mean, at one point, she was standing in the kitchen with the little toddler walking around her, kind of using her as a prop to hold herself up. It was just, and you know, Pepper at the time, this dog just sat there and wagged her tail and was so excited. So
of course, Tara's first thought is like, yes, you can handle baby abuse.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, that's one very important thing that I look for. I look for a dog that can be, you know, that can be around everybody, you know, from you know, adults to children to whoever. So that was very, very important. And we were happy to see that. And she was lovely to us, lovely to our dog. And we just fell for her almost immediately. And I did, you know, and I did, you know, test her for food aggression and tested her for toy aggression. And she had none of that. She was perfectly happy to share anything with us.
I don't think we had a fake hand. I think we used a stick.
Yeah, we didn't have a fake hand at the time. But she, you know, she passed all of our tests with flying colors. So we just fell in love with her right there, and we're so excited to bring her home, which we didn't get to do for another week because we actually had to go away.
That was torturous.
That it was. Like, as I said, this was kind of impromptu. We weren't planning on doing this right at that time. But, you know, we found the right dog, and that's how she came into our life. Now, because she had the same name as my other dog, I kind of felt like we had to change it, because otherwise she just would have reminded me way too much of her. So what we did actually is there's a wonderful rescue resource out there run by a gentleman of the name Kyler Laird. And actually, you can find the link to his site on hrpet.com.
Interestingly enough.
Yes, the one that we talked about earlier. Well, as I said, she has links on there from all over. But this particular site I had found when I first started looking into rescue back when I was still in college. And I'd always remembered it. And I thought, you know, oh, Kyler, that's kind of a neat name. So I don't think that Mr. Laird, you know, well, he's not aware of this. I've never, you know, written him and told him or anything. But that's actually how our Kyler got her name, was, you know, in honor of this gentleman who runs this rescue website. So that's kind of a, you know, kind of her background story, how she got her name. And she's a wonderful dog. And yes, she does remind me way too much of my old dog Pepper when, you know, she just has this way of just, just laying there when she's being pet and looking at me, and those eyes, she reminds me of her a lot, but looks different and in some ways acts different and is, you know, a different dog, but, you know, she's wonderful.
Well, we're going to have pictures up on the website for everybody to look at too, of Kyler.
Yeah. So that's our first rescue success story told on this show. So we're kind of excited about that. So now we have our first funny dog story that was sent in by George. So take it away, Walter.
All right, here's George's story. Dear Tara and Walter, Once I was walking with my Weimaraner Steffi in front of a church. She was quite good on staying on heel, so I had no leash on her at that time. When we were passing in front of the church, there was a wedding car, with the passenger door open. As soon as Steffi saw the door of the car open, she jumped right in, over the bride, to the left passenger seat. The bride was waiting to go into the church, and there was no more people in the car because the driver went into the church to see if it was time for the bride to come in. I did not want to call Steffi out of the car, because she was going to step over the bride's white dress, so I leaned over the bride to hold the dog tight. I was over the bride, holding the dog, talking to her about her wedding for 3 minutes until someone came out and opened the left passenger door. Finally, the dog was out. The bride took it very well and thought it was so funny. Her dress did not get dirty, and I think everything went well. George, Xiamen, China.
Thank you for that story, George. Walter and I just loved that one. It made us chuckle quite a bit.
Oh, yeah.
So we're happy to be able to share it with everybody. So thank you for sending that in. We're just about at the end of our show, but before we go tonight, Walter has an announcement.
Thanks, Tara. We've set up a Skype account for the show, so if you want to contact us and you want to try something else besides the voicemail, you can Skype us. I've got a link on the website and in the Enhanced Podcast and in the show notes. So give us a call on Skype and leave us a voicemail if we don't pick up, and we'll play it on the show.
Thanks, Walter. So now we've come to the end of our 10th show. Yay! We're so excited. This is kind of a small milestone, but we wouldn't have come all this way if it weren't for you, our listeners. And the show continues to grow every day, which is partially because you guys are helping to spread the word. So we really, really appreciate that. And thank you for listening to us. Please continue to send in your questions and your comments. As Walter said, you can call us or you can also email us. And the information for that will be available for you at the end of the show and in the show notes as well. So please send in your questions and your comments. Continue to send in your stories because we would love to read them and share them with the other listeners, as well as the pictures of your dog. We have some up on the website that you can see, and we would love to put your dogs up there as well. So thank you again for listening. And if you haven't already, please spay or neuter your dog. It's the best thing you can do for your furry friend.
If you have a question for Tara or a comment about Canine Cast, please leave us a voice message by calling 206-338-DOGS. That's 206-338-3647. Or post a comment on our website at caninecast.com. That's the letter K, the number 9, cast.com.